I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York. Top U.S. drug distributors have reached a $260 million settlement with two Ohio counties to avoid a trial seeking to blame them for fueling the opioid crisis. McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen collectively controlled 95% of the U.S. drug distribution market last year and agreed to pay $215 million. Israel-based Teva Pharmaceutical Industries will pay $20 million in cash over the next 2 years and donate $25 million in addiction treatment drugs. The settlements put off the federal jury trial for the companies, but they fall short of a more comprehensive deal currently being negotiated to resolve thousands of opioid lawsuits nationwide. Walgreens, a fifth defendant in the case, did not reach a settlement deal. The trial against them will be postponed. At least 400,000 people have died in the U.S. from overdoses of legal and illegal opioids since 1999. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson failed to secure a vote from British Parliament on his Brexit deal Monday. That sets up a Tuesday straight yes or no decision on whether lawmakers support the Brexit deal in principle. A yes vote would give significant momentum to Johnson's Brexit bargain. He secured it last week with the European Union but couldn't guarantee it a victory, since lawmakers will have multiple opportunities to vote on it in the future. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been denied the chance to postpone his February hearing relating to his extradition battle with the U.S. Assange asked for a delay because of what he described as difficult conditions while incarcerated at a high-security prison in London. Assange said that he, quote, can't think properly. Assange doesn't have access to a computer and isn't permitted to speak to his U.S. lawyers by phone. He's charged in the U.S. under the Espionage Act with conspiring to receive, obtaining, and disclosing classified information. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.